Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
The award-winning cafe's entire menu is available for takeaway and delivery. Check out their Facebook page for menu and contact details.
A private funeral for Michael Gudinski was held in Melbourne yesterday, with basically every celebrity in Australia showing up to pay their respects to the Australian music industry titan. Amongst the attendees were Molly Meldrum, John Farnham, Daryl Braithwaite, Jimmy Barnes, John Stevens, James Rain, Kylie and Danny Minogue, Missy Higgins, Tina Arena, Paul Kelly, Richard Clapton, actor Sam Neill, Asher Ketty, and that's just naming a handful. One of the most impressive sights was when over 160 roadies and stage crew set up a guard of honour for Gudinski's funeral procession, all of them wearing black crew t-shirts that said MG Crew Forever. A state funeral will be held on March 24 at the Rod Laver Arena.
The Grammys are fast approaching, and Bruno Mars's new band Silk Sonic have managed to get onto the bill after back and forth tweets with the Grammys begging them to debut their new single Leave the Door Open at the award show. The Grammys tweeted back, "We'd love to have you. Give our guys a call." They'll join the already impressive lineup, including Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Chris Martin, John Mayer, Post Malone, Dua Lipa, and more. The 63rd Grammy Awards air Monday morning here in Australia.
Now, he may not have been nominated for a Grammy this year, sacrilegious, but the weekend single Blinding Lights, it's won its own personal milestone. The absolute banger of a track is the first song in history to spend an entire year in the Billboard's top 10. Top 10. But no Grammy nomination? What is going on? To me, that is the song of 2020.
There's something very wrong with the Grammy Board at the moment. Disney Plus has officially surpassed the 100 million paid subscribers mark, years ahead of their projected schedule. The streaming service, which launched in 2019, has solidified itself amongst streaming platforms with hit titles like The Mandalorian, WandaVision, and Hamilton, while also releasing films intended for theatrical release, such as Soul, Mulan, and Raya and the Last Dragon. Plus, they're the platform for all things Marvel, Pixar, and Star Wars.
And the full trailer for the Tina Turner documentary has dropped. The doco is a revealing and intimate look at the life and career of musical icon Tina Turner, charting her rise to early fame, her personal and professional struggles, and her resurgence as a global phenomenon in the 80s. Tina premieres on HBO March 27.
Look what I have done in this lifetime with this body.
The Fantastic Ike and Tina Turner
review! It was Ike's band, but Tina with the shining star.
When I saw her dance, she was all I could look at.
We rehearsed constantly.
And then the pressure came that we had to work more to try to get a hit. And I was afraid.
I had an abusive life. There's no other way to tell the story.
I started really seeing that I had to make a change.
So I said, I'll just take my name. It hurts to have to remember those times. But at a certain stage, forgiveness takes over.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali. 91.7
The Wave.